Blog Talk Radio. Baby Jesus. So they are much more aware than some of these white folks in America who says, who think that they have it all, but they don't. Psalms 1. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law which he meditates day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, thank God. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I have read to you Psalm 1 in its entirety. I ask that our Father open up your ears and your heart and remember whatever I may say to you on this day. Hi, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. I'm going to say happy Sabbath, everyone, because the new day begins in the evening time in Bible days. And so this is the evening time. You are to remember that the Sabbath day, and the Bible tells you many times in the Old Testament to keep the Sabbath day, to remember that it is a day for rest, and you to keep it holy. You'll find it in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. It'll tell you about the Sabbath, if you have the ability to read and understand. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, and I'm going to ask that you sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, have your three P's ready, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil. Of course, nowadays, there are different electronics in the world that you can record or type it in on a computer. They have things called notebooks and iPads or ePads. So that's what I'm asking you sheep to do. Record my messages. Now, today we are to read in Exodus chapter 34. And I want to read it, start in Exodus 34 early. And if I get finished, I will start reading Exodus 35. Let's start. Exodus chapter 34, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present yourself there to me in the top of the mountain. In the top of the mount. Verse 3, and no man shall come up with thee, neither any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds be before the mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose early in the morning and went into the Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded. Another word or commandment is, I'll just leave it like that, commanded him, because the word escapes my memory right now. And took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended, that means he came down in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed is to make known or to tell everyone or announce the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord, the Lord's God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. Gracious is like having compassion for be compassionate and caring, and he has abundance of goodness. Verse 7, keeping mercy from thousands, forgiving iniquity. Iniquity is wickedness or sinfulness, and transgressions. Those are crimes or sins, and sin that will by no means declare the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and upon the children's children, unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace, and finding grace's favor in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people. That means stubborn people. Stiff-necked is stubborn, one of the meanings. And pardon, that means to forgive our iniquities. That means our wickedness and our sins. And take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I will make a covenant. And a covenant is like an agreement. Yeah, it's like an agreement. Before all the people, I will do marvelous. Marvelous is wonders, such as have not been done in the earth, nor in any nation, nor in all the people among which thou art, shall see the works of the Lord. For it is good for a terrible mind I will do with thee. And I need to read verse 10 again, because I'm not quite understanding what that means. And I should, because I need to tell you what it means. Verse 10 again. And he said, that is, the Lord said, behold, I will make a covenant before all the people. I will do marvelous, that means wonders, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the works of the Lord. For it is a terrible thing that I will do. Maybe I did read it right. Verse 11, observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I will drive out before thee the Amorites, and they are brown-skinned people. The Canaanites, they are brown-skinned folks. I don't see in this segment any white folks. And the Hivites, they are brown-skinned. The Perizzites, they are brown-skinned folks. And the Hivites and the Jebusites, they are all brown-skinned people. They are not black. The European, this lady said that God was white. She was wrong. And hopefully she will read the Bible and understand it for herself. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy all their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. And sheep, that is the one thing that I found out. And I will come back to verse 15 once I tell you what I found out. I have been for years wondering what is the sin that our forefathers made that was so bad that would put us into the situation that we are in now, where we have been scattered all over the world. And that what that sin was, they made a calf. That was the sin. No one never told me that until I read that last week. That's why you should read the Bibles for yourselves. Sometimes your pastor may tell you, but you may not hear it. You may forget it. You may not be there that day when he tells you. And you should always, the best book in the world. I am so glad my father called me and told me to feed his sheep. He told me that in a dream, as well as to minister unto his people. And I have also read that when he will put us back in the land of Jerusalem, and that will, in the land of Israel, and that land is, read Genesis chapter 15, and it would tell you it's from the land of the Nile to the Euphrates. That is our land. Now let me get back to Genesis 34, verse 15. Lest thou make a covenant, and a covenant is a treaty or an agreement with the inhabitants of the land, that they go a whoring after their gods and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one called of their sacrifices. Well, let me say that again. And one called thee, and thee eat of their sacrifice, and they eat of his sacrifice. Verse 16, and thou take of their daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters a whoring after their sons, and make thy sons go a whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods. Did you hear that, sheep? You're not to make any molten gods. You know, God is a spirit. That's what he says. You take it from me. Not the other woman. Take it from me who struggle to say the things that I read to you. chapter, verse 18. The feast of unleavened bread shall thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I have commanded thee, in the time of the month Abib, and that is, the end of March and the beginning of April. So that's in the Jewish nation who are supposed to be Hebrews. They are supposed to be like us. Read Genesis for yourself. Not Genesis, Revelation 2 and 9 and Revelation 3 and 9. Write that down. They will tell you that they say they are Jews, but they are not. They are the children of Satan. And in the month of Abib, thou camest out from Egypt. That's when we came out of Egypt. That's when Moses brought us out. All that opened the matrix, and I'm saying the matrix is the womb, is mine. And everything, and every first thing among thy cattle, whether ox or sheep, that is male. So everything that opens the matrix, and I'm thinking it's the womb. That's, if it's a male, it belongs to our Father in heaven. But the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem with a lamb. And if thou redeemest him not, then thou shalt break his neck. All the firstborn of any thy sons thou shalt redeem. And none shall appear before me empty. 6 days thou shalt work, but the seventh day thou shalt rest. At earing time, and earing time means at ripening time, and in harvest thou shalt rest. So when the grapes start getting ripe, or the fruit of the vine begin to ripen, that's a time for rest for you. And thou shalt observe the feast of weeks of the first fruits of the wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the end of the year. Thrice means three in the year shall all your men children appear before the Lord your God, the God of Israel. And that's our Father, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews, the God of Israel. And if you read that, find out what Hebrew, the definition of the Hebrew people are. They're not white folks, they're brown folks and black folks, people of color. Didn't God tell you that he made the people out of the ground? Show me white ground. I tell you that woman, she said, Megan, whoever she is certainly wrong. She needs to read this Bible and understand what it's saying. Verse 24, for I will cast out the nations before thee, and enlarge thy borders. Neither shall any man desire thy land when thou shalt go up to appear before the Lord thy God thrice in the year. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, I should not have said it. Let me read verse 25 again. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice. leaven. That means yeast is in it, bread, or whatever you think. Neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of the Passover be left unto the morning. The first of the first fruit of the land thou shalt bring unto the house of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not cease. What that means, S-E-E-T-H-E, that means cook, a kid, a K-I-D in Bible time is a goat. You may hear people say some days saying, we got to go get the kids from school or whatever. They should be saying children from school. They should not be saying kids, because a kid is, they're talking about a goat. They should not say a kid. Verse 27, and the Lord said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. You know, is it an agreement or a tree? And he said, there will be the 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And let me just start, read verse 27 and 28 again for your hearing. The Lord said unto Moses, write down these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant. And I told you that covenant is like a treaty or an agreement with thee and with Israel. And he said, there with the 40, verse 28 again, and he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. And he did neither eat bread nor drink water. And I'm thinking that he is Moses. And he wrote upon tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. And it came to pass, when Moses came down from the Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses was not, his face shone while he talked with him. Excuse me. And I need to read that again, verse 27 and 28 again, and further along. And let me back up to verse 27. And the Lord said unto Moses, write down these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat water, and he wrote upon the tables the words of the covenant. And there's a comma there. Then the Ten Commandments. That's what Moses said. Yeah. Then it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from Mount Sinai, that Moses wished not that his skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And then he was not aware that his skin had shown while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. And Moses came unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. And afterwards, all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them the commandments all the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil upon his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spoke children of Israel that which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. And with him is with God. So that's the end of the reading of verse. I'm going to read to you in your hearing chapter 35. I get a phone call. I am not going to answer that. I will start reading to you Exodus chapter 35. And Moses gathered all the congregation of the children of Israel together and said unto them, these are the words which the Lord has commanded that ye should do them. 6 days thou shalt work, 6 days thy work be done, but on the seventh day there shall be to you an holy day, a Sabbath day of rest to the Lord, to death. And he kindled no fire. Let me read verse 3 again. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitations upon the Sabbath day. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, verse 4. And the Lord spoke unto the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, this is a thing which the Lord commanded, saying, take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord, whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it, an offering of the Lord, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet, and fine linen, and goat's hair, and ram's skin dyed red, and badger's skin, and sifting wood. And the other Bible that I have is called Acadia or Acacia wood, and oil for the light, and spices for anointing oil, and pour the sweet incense, the onyx stone, and stones of the set for the ephod and the breastplate, and every wise hearted among you shall come and make all that the Lord has commanded, the tabernacle, his tent, and his covering, A-C-H-E-S, his tages, and his board, his bars, and his pillars, and sockets, the ark and the staves thereof with the mercy seat and the veil of the covering. The table and the staves and the vessels and the hewed and the showbread. Verse 14. And the candlesticks also for the light furniture of the let me read verse 14 again. And the candlesticks also for the light and his furniture and his lamps and the oil for the light. Verse 15. And the incense altar and his staves and the anointing oil and the sweet incense and the hanging for the door at the entering of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offerings and the brazen grate, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot. Verse 17, the hanging of the court, the pillars, well, his pillars and his sacks and the hanging for the door of the court, the pins for the tabernacle and the pins for the court and their cords. That sounds like he is talking about hanging curtains, cloths of the service, to the service in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office. And the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses, and they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they offerings to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all his service, and for his holy garments. And they came, both men and women, and brought braces and earrings and rings and the tabernacle and the tablets, all jewels of gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. And every man whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair, and red skins of rams, and badger skins brought them. Everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought the Lord's offering, and every man with whom was found chipped wood or any work of the service brought it. And the women that were wise hearted to spend their hands and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and purple and of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate and the spices and the oil for the lamps, and what the anointing oil and the sweet incense. The children of Israel brought a willing offering unto the Lord, every man and every woman whose heart made them willing to bring all manner of work of the Lord had commanded to be made by hand of Moses. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to be wise, curious work, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and cutting the stones, and in the cutting of stones, to set them in carving of wood, to make any manner of cutting work, and to put in his heart that he may teach both he and Abide in the holy bed, the son of Ishmael of the tribe of Dan. Them has he filled with wisdom of heart, all the winning manner of work of the engraving and the cutting and of the cutting woman of embroidery in blue and in purple and scarlet and in linen and the weavers, even of them that do any work and of those that devises skilled or cunning work. That is the reading of chapter 35. I want you to read for next week, chapter 36 and 37. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for protecting us always from the evil one, that is, Satan and his imp. Bless us to be back here with you Tuesday at 11 a.m. to read your word, and you will understand. And Father, I pray that everyone will read your Bible so they will know and not go making foolish statements like that white woman made, talking about God is white when she is wrong. He is a spirit. Thank you. Next week, I will tell you, as a matter of fact, I will tell you right now, Judah is the American blacks. Benjamin, they are the West Indian blacks. Levi, they are the Haitians. Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh, Cubans. Simeon, the Dominicans. Zebulun, the Guatemalans or the Panamanians, otherwise, well, the Mayans too. They are the Native American Indians. Reuben, they are your Seminole Indians. Asher, your Colombian or Uruguayan Aztecs. Issachar, the Mexicans or the Aztecs. Naphtali, the Argentinians as well as the Chileans. Be with me next time. I pray that you be with me Tuesday. And tell your friends about this program. I try. trying to bring you the truth. Whether you like it, what I'm saying, and you think I'm wrong, and I might be wrong, but I think I'm right.
Father,
those things that I have.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He
loves
forever in my heart.
I want you to read 37 and 38, chapters 37.
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He
talk with you next week.